Message number 1145. Without my light there is nothing but darkness of the soul. No peace. No love. No hope. No life. Tuesday, June 10, 2014 at 12:05. My dearly beloved daughter, people may ask, why is it important that the sacrifice of the Holy Mass be retained at all costs? The Mass is the focal point of my presence, my true presence in the world. My presence brings both life and light. It will bring life to the soul and fill it with a unique grace. It will bring with it light, my light, which is more powerful than the sun. A glimmer of my light is enough to light up a room that is in darkness. As long as my Holy Eucharist is held in great glory upon the altars of my churches, there will be life. Without it, there will be darkness. When I am not present, there is no light. Without my light, there is nothing but darkness of the soul. No peace. No love. No hope. No life. Whatever new rules will be forced upon you in the name of evangelization and modernity in my name, know that if my Eucharist is no longer revered as it should be and as it was meant to be, you can be sure that it will not be long before it will disappear altogether. On the day that this happens, there will be a darkness which will descend upon the earth. You will not see it, but you will feel it in the cold hearts of men, for by then humanity will have changed. Once my presence diminishes, the gates of hell will be opened and the Antichrist will take my place in my church. It will be he who is not of me who will sit on the throne that is rightfully mine. And it will be before him that my church will lie prostrate at his feet. That will be the greatest betrayal of me, your Jesus, since Judas handed me over to my enemies to be crucified. It is my church which will be persecuted first, and those who are weak of faith will pay homage to the beast. It will be those men who will claim to represent my church who will crucify me once more. When the impostor declares that he is me, the hours will begin to tick, and then with a deafening sound of the skies parting and the peal of thunder, my return will be made known. The world will then understand the truth of my promise to return to reclaim my kingdom finally and to bring unity to my church, my true church, those who remained loyal to me through all the trials and tribulations. Nothing can prevail against my church, for under my leadership and direction it will remain impenetrable against the beast and all those traitors who will have betrayed me for their own gain. Hear now my promise. All that I told you would happen will happen. All that I promised you will be fulfilled. All that is mine is yours. You all belong to me. Cling to me for dear life, for without my protection you will fall into error, and that would break my heart. Never forsake me for he who hates you. I will never forsake you because I love you too much. I pull you towards me and still you withdraw. Why? What are you fearful of? Don't you know you are of me and that this is a natural birthright? Lean on me, my beloved followers, for soon you will feel lost and will not know where to turn. And I will be waiting to bring you my love and offer you comfort. Come. Do not fear me. I come only with love to bring you my peace. My light brings you sight. My love brings you hope. My heart brings you comfort. My hands heal you. My eyes see you. My wounds draw you. My body feeds you. My pain is yours. Your pain is mine. My mercy will save you. My word is your path to my kingdom. Your Jesus.